With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. At a rally in Montana, Donald Trump made it clear he will defeat Kamala Harris when they debate.
Joe Biden was exposed during the debate. Likewise, Kamala will be exposed during the debate. She will be exposed during the debate or debates.
And he adds Harris is not suited to be the commander-in-chief.
She wants to take away your guns. You like that, right? All right. How about this? She wants to defund the police. Are you okay with that? She wants to allow millions of people to pour into our border through an invasion, using an invasion process. I don't think so.
A new report from Microsoft finds that Iran is accelerating online activity that appears intended to influence the U.S. election. The report shows Iranian actors have recently created fake news sites, impersonated activists, and in one case targeted a U.S. presidential campaign official with an email phishing attack. Also at SRNnews.com, Kremlin's efforts to secure its border following a major move by Ukrainian forces.
Russia has announced what it's called a counter-terrorism operation after Ukraine's incursion into one of its border regions. The measures announced for the Kursk, Belgorod and Bryansk regions that border Ukraine will allow the government to relocate residents, control phone communications and take possession of vehicles. Ukraine's raid on Russia is the largest cross-border incursion of the war, and it's raised fears that fighting could spread well beyond Ukraine. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Greek authorities say customs agents have seized 205 pounds of cocaine at the port of the northern part of the country. The coke was found on a ship that sailed from Ecuador carrying bananas. Greece's Independent Authority for Public Revenue says the shipment was due to be transported over land to Romania by a French company. This is SRN News. Christians in the United Kingdom are more satisfied. SRN's Michael Harrington.
A poll released by the Belonging Forum reveals that 72% of self-described believers say they are satisfied with their lives, compared to 65% of non-religious people. The survey also found that Christians are more friendly, more neighborly, and more involved in trying to improve their communities. The Belonging Forum says, quote, "Christian faith is a powerful and universal social force for good and promotes a sense of belonging in our communities." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New federal rules designed to promote transgenderism among students at public schools and colleges are in effect now, but only across about half the nation. Courts have temporarily blocked enforcement in 25 states and hundreds of individual colleges and schools. The Biden administration's rules are aimed primarily at Republican-majority states, which have banned sex change operation on kids. Those states have also barred males from using female restrooms or lockers. This is SRN News. Aerospace giant has a new CEO. Rich Thomason has more.
One of Robert Ortberg's first orders of business was a visit to a Boeing plant near Seattle. He takes the helm of a company that's been losing billions of dollars, is struggling to fix its aircraft manufacturing process, and has agreed to plead guilty in a fraud case. Amid those multiple challenges, Ortberg says he's excited to take on this new assignment. He retired several years ago, but now at 64, he's coming back with plans to engineer a turnaround at Boeing. Rich Thomason reporting.
Susan Wojcicki, the former YouTube chief executive officer and longtime Google executive, has died. She'd been battling lung cancer for some 2 years. She was 56, died after suffering with non-small cell lung cancer for the past 2 years. Harvard University deciding against removing from campus buildings the name of a family whose company makes the powerful blanket or painkiller OxyContin. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.